Good evening, all. So we are in the middle of Mitzvah Chavtal, the 24th Mitzvah of the Torah, and that is, according to the Rambam of Nechenech, at the very least, the Mitzvah that you can't go out beyond the Tchum that is set aside for you on Shabbos. And we said that at least on a rabbinic level, that's 2,000 amos outside of the city limit. You cannot go 2,000 amos outside of that city limit. So it says, the Chenech continuing in the middle here, Dini HaMitzvah, the laws of this Mitzvah, well, there are lots of them. So what are they? So some of them include Kigon, Shovis, Bemidbar, Obimara, Madino. Let's say a person begins Shabbos and he finds himself in a desert, or he finds himself in a cave. And the reason why these two cases are given is because the desert doesn't really have any borders to it, or, you know, desert could be quite large, and the cave has sort of a limited border. And so the halacha is, there is a question of what the halacha would be in these two cases, and so there is a great debate on that. Let's say a person ends up leaving the tchum on Shabbos, whether he did it willingly, not willingly, or he did it because Chazal say you are allowed to go in this case. That would be maybe in the case of a pikuach nefesh or something like that. And let's say a person does go out of the tchum on Shabbos, but then he sort of finds himself in some sort of other enclosure that gets created for him on Shabbos. What are all the halachos in these situations? Uvayas hayotze yoter mishar batei ha'ir shivim ama v'shiraim. Let's say, right, so we said that the city limits are defined by the houses, right, and where people live. So let's say you have a city that is made up of a bunch of houses, but then you have one house that sort of juts out 70 amos and a little bit of an extra, so 70 plus amos. So what the halacha is in a house like that. Again, so the plus over there is like a fraction of an additional amma. And let's say you have a shul that has a place for the chazanim to live. Let's say you have some sort of a church or whatever that has a residency for priests and the like. And let's say you have warehouses that have places where the workers and other people can sleep. And let's say you have some ruins in the city that have three walls, there's no roof, but there's clearly a structure there. So in all these situations, what the ramification of these things do to the city limit? So let's say you have one of these structures that's sort of all the way at the end. Does that extend the city limit or not? That's a sort of a debate. And let's say you have a city that's, you know, it would be nice to have a city that was perfectly shaped, but that's always not how it works. So let's say you have a city that's very like long and narrow, or a city that's a square. Where or sorry, that city that's in the shape of a circle, asuya kamin gamma o kekesh. Let's say it's shaped like the Greek letter gamma, or let's say it's shaped like a bow, right? From like a bow and arrow. Mehichan amudin la. Where do you measure the tchum from it? So let's say you go out at this point. So how far is the 2,000 amos? How do you measure it exactly? Uveize chevel amudin. What type of rope do you use for measuring? Right, back in the day, they didn't have tape measurers like we have. So how did they? What material of rope was used? V'kama shi'uro shel chevel, and how long was that rope? Right, you're not going to make a 2,000 amma long rope. So how long was the rope that they used? V'igia legai o lahar o lekos l'ketzed modid. And let's say when you measure 2,000 amos outside of the city, you run into like a valley, a mountain, or a wall. So how does that affect the measurements of 2,000 amos? V'mi somchen b'medida. Who do we rely upon to do this measuring? V'mi ne'aman l'ha'ir ala tchumin. And who do we believe to say? Let's say no one knows on Shabbos where this tchum goes into. So let's say some Joe Schmo gets up and says that the tchum goes up until that point over there. And let's say he's totally not religious, not affiliated at all. Do we trust him? Normally, we don't usually trust certain types of people to give eidus, to give testimony. But to what extent will we believe a person in this case? But yes, and the additional laws of this and the ones that we just said. He uses a cute little word. He says all the halachos for this can be found in Maseches Erevin, and then finally, this applies in all times and in all occasions. B'zichar me'u nekevos to men and to women. V'over alei a person who violates this mitzvah, v'halach afilu ama achas yoter mishalosh parsaos, and walks even one ama beyond the again. So the biblical tchum was three parsos, as we said, which was 12 mil. So a person walks beyond that, then loke, he gets malchus from a deoraisa perspective, from a Torah perspective. V'chein im halach afilu ama chutz la'apayim ama samach le'ir. Let's say he walks an ama over the 2,000 amas, which we said was the rabbinic command. So loke makas martis rabban, he gets rabbinic lashes. And then finally, we mentioned that the Rambam and the Chinuch seem to hold this as a deoraisa commandment, but that there are others who say that it's not a deoraisa, that say it's actually a rabbinic commandment. So who is that? that? Well, famously, it's the Ramban who argues on the Rambam. He says, the Chinuch brings us down at the end of the mitzvah of HaRamban Zal Kasa. The Ramban writes, Kimash Amar HaRamam Zal B'Sefer HaMitzvot Shalom, that which the Rambam writes in his Sefer HaMitzvot, the Iser Tzchumen Do Oraisa Hu B'Yoter Me'Alpayim Ama. So, a bit of a misnomer that we've been saying this as. So, originally, the Rambam said, you want to know what the rabbinic command of the Torah level command of Tzchum is? He says, that's 2,000 Amos. That's what he wrote in his Sefer HaMitzvot. The Kain Masha Amar B'Chibur HaGadol, and likewise, says the Ramban, that which the Rambam says in his big Mishnah Torah book, Shechazar Mizet, that he goes back on saying that the Torah command is the 2,000 Amos, and he says, because of Shehashir Shal Torah Hu Shalosh Parsos, and he says, actually, the Torah command is 3 Parsos, right, 12 mil, a much larger distance. Kia Kol Taos, the Ramban says that no matter which way you swing, whether you go based on his opinion in the Sefer HaMitzvos, or you go based on his opinion in the Mishnah Torah, all that is a mistake. The Rambam is totally wrong. She'en Lano Isra because there's no such thing as an Isser of Tchumen, that there's a certain amount that you can't walk out of the city limits on Shabbos from a Torah perspective. And the Ramban brings many sources from the Talmud Bavli to say that this is the case, that the Rambam is wrong and he is right. Right, the reason why he brings from the Talmud Bavli, because that's the Gemara we usually pass on like for the Halacha. He says this all appears in Mitzvah 321 of the negative prohibitions. And then finally, Vuhu Yafari Shal Yitzei. What is the Ramban going to do with the Pasuk, right? This whole mitzvah is predicated on a Pasuk that the Rambam says. There's a Pasuk that says you can't go out of the Tchum. So, Kemo al Yotzi, he says, no, you know what that is used for? That's actually used for the Isser of Hotza. There's a prohibition to carry on Shabbos from a public domain to a private domain and vice versa. He says, that's what the Pasuk is for. Kemo Sheyesh B'Maseches Erevin, Man D'Mashma Lehachi. And there is actually one of the opinions of the rabbis in the Gemara that says exactly like that this Pasuk teaches us about the Isser, the prohibition of Hotza, of carrying on Shabbos. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah 24, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah 25, which is a whole list of Mitzvahs and Parshas Yisro. But for now, we will stop right here.